You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Cool event in a couple of days. Looking forward to talking about it.
Absolutely cool organization in general.
Yes, so let's get right to it. We're joined this morning by Erica Bibby. She's the adventure guide with the Heritage Sandy Springs Outdoors Club. Erica, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. We're also joined by Sarah Poland. She is the Director of Marketing and Community Events with Heritage Sandy Springs Outdoors Club. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Appreciate you both stopping by. So, gosh, much to talk about. A cool event that we're going to get into in just a second. But, Eric, I wonder if you could lead us off and kind of give us an overview of the Outdoors Club, what it's all about.
Well, the Outdoors Club is another way that we reach out to the community to try to get them to take part in our parks and recreation and other community events that are hosted by the Heritage.
How long has it been around?
Well, we're pretty new. We just started in June, the mid-June, I believe.
Oh,
so
wow.
Started an Outdoors Club in the heat of the summer. Outstanding.
Yes.
All right. So, Sarah, why don't you give us a quick overview of Heritage Sandy Springs?
Yeah. So, it's actually a community nonprofit organization. We've been around for 30 plus years. So, you know, have a lot of community initiatives going on and other events. And this Outdoors Club was a great addition.
So, you do weekly hikes. How long are those hikes? Or how do you sign up for those hikes? Or tell us more about that.
All right. Every week, Carol, we host an event on Friday night. Those start at 8:30 p.m. And that gives people, working people, an opportunity, you know, to make it out after work. We hike about 3 miles. We usually make those our easy, easy hikes where we hike around the Heritage, you know, urban walks, Abernathy, Greenway Park, to give people an opportunity just to connect with other people and not a lot of pressure. Kids and pets are welcome on that one. Then on Saturday morning, we do a little bit more nature, a little bit more rugged trail as we make our way to our, you know, forest and parks around here. Those last about an hour. They're 3 miles. Lots of nice parks to see here in Sandy Springs.
That sounds great.
Cool.
So just in case someone listening, they heard you say urban walk, they may not know what that necessarily really entails. So make sure we're clear on what that is. I know what it is and it's wicked cool.
But. Right. An urban walk is where you usually work predominantly on sidewalks and things of that nature. So they're very gentle, very easy. You know, the Saturday morning, that's more the nature trail where we're out there in the dirt and the woods. So you get a feel of both.
That's really nice. Now, what do you do to sign up for them or is there a cost?
No, actually, membership is free. You get to be a part of the club for free.
Nice.
You can sign up for most events for free. You know, some of the parks that we go to, if they're national parks, there may be a parking fee, which usually ranges $3.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So very economical. You sign up on our website, theheritagesandysprings.org. You can sign up there by clicking our little outdoor club icon. You can also join us on Facebook, Heritage Sandy Springs Outdoor Club.
Now, I suspect that you don't have to be a professional hiker to be a part of this. Even if you've never, quote, hiked ever before, this is a good opportunity to kind of get into it and fellowship and some community and some, frankly, some good exercise.
Absolutely. Beginners are welcome. People of all walks of life. That's what it's about. It's all about the community and parks and recreation here.
About how many people attend?
Oh, we have varied numbers. I mean, sometimes I have, you know, 4, 5, or 6, you know, given the weather, sometimes if it rains. Other times I have 25 or more.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very...
Well, I went on an urban hike this morning.
Yes, you did. You were definitely on an urban hike this morning.
So it was a little warm. I love the fact that the Friday evening walk is at 8:30 because that's, I don't know, can working folk be a part of that? It's also a little bit cooler.
Yes. Mm. And in the wintertime, just to make it a little more exciting because it's so cold and it's dark and people are like, you know, I don't really want to go home, but I don't want to stand outside anymore. We add the movie to it. We have a movie theater that's close by. So when we finish getting our little power walk in, we go see a movie.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I like it. You know, the beauty of it for me is that the 3 mile walk kind of then gives me the calories I can spend on the popcorn.
Absolutely.
I don't know. By the time I put all the butter on the popcorn, 3 miles might not be enough.
Probably not. But just go with me on that.
All right, so, I'll go with you there.
All right. Well, another thing we want to talk about, and Sarah, I'll ask you to kind of lead us into this, is just a couple of days, we've got the Sandy Springs Festival.
Yes.
So tell us all about that.
Yeah. So this year is actually the 32nd Sandy Springs Festival. It was started in 1984. It was called Founders Day. It was a kind of a little event as a fundraiser for our nonprofit organization. It's grown leaps and bounds since then. You know, we averaged 20,000 people over the course of 2 days. And it's historically been the largest annual fundraiser for our nonprofit. For the first time ever this year, we are actually offering it free to the community, which is very exciting and a little bit scary. But we're looking forward to it. So it's Saturday, September 23rd, 9 to 6, and then Sunday, September 24th from 10 to 5. We've got all kinds of events for all ages. We've got a brand new artist market we're very excited about, live entertainment, children's activities, food vendors, business vendors. We're doing a new Battle of the Bands this year. Ooh. For young, you know, school age groups. We have a pet parade on Saturday morning. And then we also have a 5K, 10K race on Saturday morning, which I believe our outdoors club will be participating in this year.
Mm, you guys all going to actually run this time?
I hope so. That's the plan. Some of us may look like Ricky Bobby, but, you know, we're going to make it.
Outstanding. Well, 5Ks are great because that's a good distance for even for amateurs who aren't really serious distance runners. So that's good stuff. All right. So this artist's thing. Sounds really intriguing. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we've a component of our festival, our local, you know, artisans, jewelry, you know, vendors, painters, crafters, you know, you name it. We're working with a new group this year, which we're really excited about. It's called Splash Festival. So they bring kind of a different angle to it. You know, it's a little bit more kind of whimsical, fun, colorful art. So we think the community will really enjoy that.
It'll be fun. And you said it was free this year. Is that because maybe you have a new big sponsor or?
I wish I could say that, but you know, we just decided it's time. You know, we really want to focus on inclusion for the mm-hmm. community. We just want to make it available for everybody. And, you know, we definitely are counting on a lot of generous area, you know, community partners to help us present this. But yeah, I mean, we're taking a little bit of a risk with not having that as a fundraiser. But we've got some other activities that are going to be going on that weekend that will hopefully be revenue generating for our nonprofit. We're actually doing a 50-50 raffle, so people can take their chances and maybe win some money and some prizes too.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Right, so how can you support this? This is obviously is meant to be a way to help grow and support the nonprofit. Are there ways to be an advertiser, sponsor, partner? How do you do that?
You know, at this point, we are full with sponsorship, but we definitely, you know, have many sponsors throughout the year. So people can always go to our website, heritagesandysprings.org, to get more information. So yeah, definitely lots of community support for all of our events throughout the year, not just the festival.
The sponsors and partnerships are full. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you know, it's a great problem to have.
See, I would never say that.
I've been very busy this year.
So kid friendly?
Yes, absolutely. All ages. Lots of activities for kids. Petting zoo, pony rides, you know, balloons and we got everything going on.
And you said something about a dog.
A pet parade.
So it's obviously pet friendly.
Definitely pet friendly. You can absolutely bring your pets to the festival. On Saturday morning, we have a pet parade. It is hosted this year by Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. Uh-huh. So kind of a nice tie-in for that. I believe it's the 27th year we've done the pet parade.
Wow.
It always kicks off the festival. People go all out with their costumes. I mean, we have prizes, you know, best costume, celebrity lookalike, you know, kind of a different array of prizes for that. Well, so it's a lot of fun.
And I noticed you're saying pet. So what types of animals participate?
You know, obviously, we get a lot of dogs. We've had a potbelly pig. We've had a pony. We've had an iguana. We've had some kitties. I'm trying to think. A bunny. There's always a bunny every year. So yeah, it's very entertaining.
Just sounds like you need a chicken. You have it all covered.
I don't know that we've had a chicken yet.
You should bring the whole herd.
No, I don't think so. I don't have a chicken, so, you know.
I don't have anything
that exciting right now compared to what they have. I could bring a turtle.
You know,
that's
Sandy Springs mascot. So
a turtle.
I can't believe
go.
We haven't had a turtle yet.
You should get like a little convertible in the front and the turtle could kind of be in the front
and
kind of wave
exactly.
into the, oh, that sounds really, really cool. So once again, it is a free event.
It is.
There is food. So if someone wants to come mm-hmm. and get meals and all that,
food,
they can do
drinks,
that.
Everything.
General information, where do they go?
SandySpringsFestival.com or heritagesandysprings.org.
Okay. And that event starts this Saturday, the 23rd.
Yes.
Okay. So we're about out of time. Quick question for both of you. I'll start with you, Erica. future events for the Outdoors Club? Anything else we should be looking forward to over the coming year?
Oh, yes. We plan to expand the club. So we're hoping to open up more events throughout the week. And eventually we want to get to paddling on the river.
Oh, yeah, you got to add that.
Yes.
Good plan. Good plan. So information on the Outdoors Club, where do they go?
Definitely connect with the heritagesandysprings.org or our Facebook page, Heritage Sandy Springs Outdoor Club.
Okay. And Sarah, any future things from Heritage that we ought to be aware of other than the great festival?
Yeah, I mean, we've always got things going on. After the festival, we will have some holiday events coming up for Halloween and then also a holiday concert in December.
Sounds great. Okay. Sarah Poland, Director of Marketing and Community Events with Heritage Sandy Springs, and Erica Bibby, the Adventure Guide with Heritage Sandy Springs Outdoors Club. Ladies, it was great to have you. Thanks both for stopping by.
Thanks for having
us.
And good luck and have fun on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guests, Sarah Poland and Erica Bibby, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now, but don't worry, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.